Thank you, Madam Chair. Many thanks to Batory Foundation for invitation to take part in this seminar. At the beginning, let me remember that last year, Europe celebrated the 20th century of the fall of the Berlin Wall. But Ukrainian citizens commemorated this event while observing new divided lines in Europe, which at this time was covering the western border of Ukraine. 20 years ago, when the war fell and Ukraine became independent, Ukrainians get the possibility to cross western border of its country without any limitation. Thanks to this, in 1992, they fulfilled 5 million crossing of state border in western direction. And in 1996, already more than 16 million. Economic crisis of 19th and differences in living standards between Ukraine and European states resulted in asymmetric character transborder movement. It was dominated by the Ukrainians, who in many cases were crossing border as petty traders or labor migrants. These temporary trips abroad became the alternative for immigration for permanent residents. Free mobility caused the reduction of immigration in the western direction. Its highest level was registered in 1990, and in 2008 only 7,500 people reported their leaving for permanent residence to western countries. Israel, Germany and USA were the major destination, but the share of migrants leaving to Israel dropped considerably, whereas the flow to the European Union member states were increasing. Germany, for today, is a main destination in this direction. And in 2008, every fifth migrant from Ukraine went to Germany. Looking to immigration from Ukraine as a whole, we can observe the tendency which was named by Rusesha as Western drift. The majority of immigrants are still living to post-Soviet states, first of all Russia, but the share of immigrants living to the West is quickly increasing. If in the beginning of 19th they constituted only 12% of all outflow in from Ukraine, now it exceeds 30%. The period of free movement across the border ended when the neighboring states joined European Union. In 2000, Slovakia introduced a visa regime, and Hungary and Poland in 2003. As a result, the intensity intensity of cross-border movement between Ukraine and their neighbors decreased drastically, but soon people adapted to the new circumstances and the border crossing number increased again. The situation significantly aggravated when the neighboring countries of Central Europe joined the Schengen area in 2008. Visa procedure got more complicated, and as a result, the number of visas to Poland was almost two times lower in 2008 than in 2007. And the number of visas to Hungary compared to 2003, the pre-visa period, also decreased almost twice. Trying to counteract new division lines in Europe and ensure freedom of movement for Ukrainian citizens, Ukraine has been advocating for gradual abolishing of visa regime. And an agreement on simplification of visa regime and on the readmission came to force in January 2008. However, the perspective for further simplification of visa regime for Ukrainians is unclear for today. It's well known that the main criteria applied by the European Union to estimate whether the country is ready for the visa-free regime or not is its ability to counteract illegal migration. And Ukrainians' reputation in this context is far from perfect. The country is often mentioned as one of the main suppliers of illegal migrants to the European Union. For example, in Ukrainian mass media, we're citing 7 million illegal migrants in the as a reaction on the readmission agreement which was signed with the European Union. But what is the real scale of this phenomena? The magic number 7 often referred to the United Nations. But this number, this figure, is a result of adding 5.2 million people who were born abroad, according to the census data, and estimate of number of illegal migrants. Since in minds of Ukrainians, migration is usually associated with illegal one, transformation of 7 million migrants into 7 million illegal migrants was relatively easy in mass media and in public. But let's leave the issue of legal migrants aside for some time and have a look to the data on immigration, which we have from census of Ukrainian population. The census showed that 10% of inhabitants of country rarely are immigrants, because they were born in other countries. But 3.5% of 3.5 million, or 70% of them, were born in Russia Federation, and around 20,000 people were born in each of Kazakhstan, Belarus, and Uzbekistan. And what is more important, more than 4 million from them, or near 80%, came to Ukraine before the independence. So they were the internal migrants then, and they were moving within the single state. That is why to say about Ukraine as immigration state is absolutely have no ground. You see that only the only state which was not the member of Soviet Union and was a country of origin of Ukrainian immigrants is Poland. And according to census, 145,000 Ukrainians were born in Poland, but this is a result of post-war exchange of population. Come back to the issue of illegal migration. This problem arose in Ukraine in 19th, but the trend to increase in illegal migration was successfully stopped as a result of introduction of reliable visa and border control. And recently, not more than 3,000 illegal migrants are annually detained at the border. Instead, the number of foreigners precluded from entering Ukraine by border guard services increased from 2000 in 2001 to near 25,000 in 2008. Some foreigners migrated to Ukraine legally but lost legal grounds for staying in the country. Nevertheless, improvement of internal migration control enabled to successfully prevent such violation, and the number of illegal migrants detected inside the country is decreasing, as well as the number of them detained at the border. Successes in illegal migration countermeasures also resulted in dramatic change in the structure of detainees. In the past few years, 50% of individuals detained at the border of Ukraine were citizens of CIS countries, primarily Moldova, Russia, and Georgia. Among those who were detected inside the country, the share of CIS citizens exceeded 90%. Of course, not every illegal immigrant is detected by law enforcement officials. Estimated effectiveness of detections varied within the 20 to 50% range. If you assume that such detention are the minimum and is 20%, then based on the recent data on the number of detained illegal migrants, the average illegal flow of migrants through Ukraine would equal 22,000. Among them, 4,000 detained by Ukrainians and 3,500 detained by Buddha God of neighboring states. So it means that up to 12,000 of illegal migrants transit to the West through Ukraine. If the level of detention is 50%, the transit flow does not exceed 10,000 persons, and only 2,000 illegal migrants succeed in entering the European Union. Given the fact that the estimated annual growth in the number of illegal migrants in the European Union reach the 500,000, Ukraine could not be considered as an important channel of their transit. However, Ukraine is not only a transit country, but also a country of origin of illegal migrants. Many Ukrainians work abroad without proper permissions. And once more, we hear in this case the magic number 7 million Ukrainians abroad. But in this case, it is also from this figure is also far from reality. According to results of the large-scale survey of the labor migration, which was conducted by State Statistics Committee in 2008, the number of Ukrainian labor migration is 1.5 million, which equals 5% of labor force of the country. The half of migrants go to Russia, and only half of them to the European Union country. First of all, to Poland, Czech Republic, Hungary, and South European countries. Data on legal status of migrants abroad obtained during the survey, the next one, please. Yes. Also very important in the context of visa regime discussion. It demonstrated that the majority of Ukrainians were legally working abroad. The next. The biggest share of illegal migrants among Ukrainians working in Poland, and you see the less illegal migrants are in Czech Republic, Russia, and another country. Let's look at the sphere of employment of Ukrainians abroad. This survey that was mentioned showed that the dominant sphere was construction. The recent economic crisis had badly affected construction industry. This leads to an assumption that construction workers who were laid off either return to Ukraine or continue staying abroad, but now illegally. So the share of illegal migrants among Ukrainians abroad may increase, but at the same time, migrants employed in such spheres as housekeeping, agriculture, transport, and some another spheres, in most cases retain their jobs and legal status. Recession will soon end, and demand for labor force from abroad in the European countries will increase. At the same time, Ukraine has high migration potential as the gap in welfare between Ukraine and recipient countries has increased in the crisis period. In addition, 2 decades of intensive migration abroad resulted in large Ukrainian diaspora formed and migration networks established in foreign countries. So the causes continued of labor migration from Ukraine are rather important. The visa regime can make migration more difficult, but it will rather strengthen the illegal component of migrations and reduce the number of migrants. Thank you for your attention.